Hello, good evening, and welcome to a train going past. Good timing, mate. Yeah, just carry on. I don't care what your timetable says. I'm trying to do a podcast. Can you not work around me? Jesus H. Episode 622 or something of The Evening Almanac with comedian Jamie Jackson, a professional snot, as always. I thought I could stop and start again, but no. We're gonna roll on, baby. So I've been listening to about 5 minutes of Joe Rogan with Ray, what's his name? I'm not going to mispronounce him. Ray Kurzweil. The guy who's like, AI is going to be buff, isn't it? He's like, by 2029, AI is going to be like fucking your mum and everything. I think that's what he says, pretty much. I'm paraphrasing, but he's basically like, yeah, the AI expert. He is to AI what Warren Buffett is to... creating fuck all value in the world. Warren Buffett, what does he do? Everyone worships him, and he literally just makes money from moving numbers around on the screen. Everyone's like, he's brilliant. Is he brilliant? I think he's the pinnacle of stupidity of humanity. Not him, he's very smart, but now my dog's going for a shit way up there. I'm not going to find it in the dark. Yeah, you carry on. Right, now she's running around all pleased with herself. I'm not playing treasure hunt with a shit. God, this podcast is all over the place. Essentially, I don't see the value in Warren Buffett to humanity. Do you know what I mean? And everyone worships him. I find it really odd. But anyway, Ray Kurzweil, AI is much more of... well, it's probably going to destroy us all. But in the meantime, we're going to have some fun. And it kind of got me thinking about what life is going to be like in 10 years. Because 10 years ago, so much has changed from 10 years ago. I remember when I used to get on the tube to go to work every day, and everyone used to read newspapers, and then slowly Kindles came out, and then phones, and then it just became phones. No papers, no nothing. Everyone was suddenly on their phone. And I was like, wow, I've watched just in a few years this transition happen. And now, of course, like AI is mental. I don't know if you've seen it. You can type in things and it will just give you a 30-second film, basically, of the prompts that you've put in. It's crazy what it can do already, let alone its learning, its pattern recognition, the shit it was doing in chess years ago. People don't think that chess is a big deal. Deep Blue was, which was the first computer, I believe, that beat a human at chess, which was Kasparov, if I'm not mistaken. And who's now a Russian dissident. I think he's all like, yo, communism's whack. And I don't know why I keep doing that voice for people. And anyway, Deep Blue was basically the size of a fucking TARDIS. Not on the inside, you know, on the outside. It was like the size of a phone box. It was giant. And it was just to play chess. That's how fucking mental chess is. And now you've got incredibly powerful engines. Just... like learning, teaching itself stuff, all the stuff it can do with editing and voice. It's like, look, and all of this is the absolute tip of the bullshit iceberg. It's going to be mentally different. Like 20 years from now, 10, 20 years from now, it's going to be mentally different. Like, I don't think we understand how different it's going to be. It's just going to be, oh, hang on. Let me see, for example, AI now would, you'd just get rid of that wind. You'd be like, fuck this, ain't going to have wind. I'll get rid of it, mate. Don't worry. Wind, whack in it. I'll get rid of it. Oh, I've got to stop doing that voice. That's not even a voice this time. That was like me attempting to do the voice. Embarrassing. Yeah, so it's just pretty fascinating. But then it's given me an existential freak out about, you know, do we really matter and what is life? And like straight away, I just think to myself, what is the purpose of life? And this is why I think comedy... Yes, I've turned it all back round to comedy. Did you see that? That was a 10-minute... That was a 4-minute setup to talk about comedy. I do think that comedy, there's not much really you're going to be able to do in an AI world that AI can't do. Right? It's going to replace most jobs. It's going to be able to do accounting, and you can stick a right now. You can stick a contract into AI and basically say, show me the weaknesses, build a case around this. What does this show? What does that show? You're not going to need solicitors doing that kind of monkey work. Training a solicitor up for fucking 5-6 years so they can check a contract. Fuck off, just get AI to do it. And art obviously gets pumped out, and they're probably, AI is probably going to do jokes, but I think the currency of humans as we get older, as in humanity gets older, not us ourselves, as we go on in the next 20, 30, 40 years, is going to be you, who you are, who you authentically are, your view of the world. Because that's the only thing that AI is not going to be able to replicate, is it? It's not going to be able to replicate you and your views and your experiences and your wisdom. And like you could say, you could argue that it's going to be smarter than other people, but it's not going to be you. And so the only thing that you have to offer in a world where trucks drive themselves and robots do everything, like in Boston Dynamics, and beautiful art, it can be just, and logos and all that kind of bullshit can just be done by AI better than any human. Games like chess, in, you know, you got, what are the chess ones called now? There's two really powerful chess engines, and you can go on YouTube and watch them play each other. And it's really interesting because they're doing mental stuff that no human would ever think of. So now everyone's just going to be learning from AI is now going to be the teacher. Do you know what I mean? So the only thing that we have left is our unique version of ourselves. And I think that's where humour and writing and some forms of art and music come in. And even then, AI is going to eat up a lot of that. So it's just the selling point is going to be you, because it's the last vestibule. Is that the right word? Vestibule? It's the last word on humanity, who you are. Because AI is just going to be able to do anything else. It's going to take your doctor's job. It's going to take your delivery driver's job. It's going to take your factory worker's job. It's going to take your accountancy and solicitor's job. It's going to take everything. It's going to take everything for you, and it's going to run everything and do everything. And it's even going to be able to it'll be able to do podcasts much more interesting than this fucking rambling shit. Do you see? But then people will start going, I'm going to listen to the Evening Almanac. Well, why are you listening to that rambling crap? Because it's a real person and I want something real, motherfucker. Because at the end of the day, that's all us humans want, innit? So anyway, to sum up what Ray Kurzweil said, fucking AI, mate, it's mental, innit? See you on the next pod. Oh yeah, I forgot to mention I have a gig tomorrow at the Hatfield Tap in Hatfield. It's just 7 minutes, it's a bit of an open micer, but I thought I'd go along because I need to stay fresh and sharp, innit? Fix up, look sharp. See you later.